more powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio, and I'm Carl Lenore. Took the week off last week. There was no show. I'm back. I feel good to be back in the studio. I love doing this. I'll tell you something. Today's show is about something that's very important. If you are interested in making strength gains, power gains, regardless of what your athletic or sports discipline is, it's about central and peripheral nervous system adaptation and recovery. I stumbled upon an article on the internet, and it was written by someone who actually I've known of. I've actually communicated with him for well over a year now. He gave me a lot of support when I went through my endocrine crash, but we didn't know each other back then. And I got a couple of emails from some listeners. They kept saying, you know, you need to have Kelly Baggett on the show. He's a great coach, very insightful. He writes very well. I stumbled upon his article about central nervous system and peripheral nervous system recovery. And one of the best written articles I've found. As a matter of fact, it's on the web. It's on the Superhuman Radio website. You can download it there. You know, strength has very little to do with muscle size. It really has more to do with nervous system development. The ability to recruit more muscle fibers is the true source of strength. This never was truer or rang true as true to me as it did when I was a powerlifting coach. I mean, a couple years ago. And there was a lifter there named Ron Palmer from out of Indianapolis. And he's quite possibly, or quite arguably, the strongest man in the world, pound for pound. At that time, I believe he was 181 pounds, and he had a 700-pound deadlift, over 500-pound bench press. I don't remember exactly what it was. And he was working on, at that time, I heard, a 900-pound squat. And when you see someone that size move that kind of weight, you realize at that moment that muscle size is not what it's about. On this episode of Superhuman Radio, we're going to explore the proper techniques to increase nervous system development, adaptation, and recovery, as well as some common mistakes that athletes make that actually hampers their progress. And we're also going to give you some specific training examples and routines that we can talk about to help you make greater strength gains in less time. My guest today is Kelly Baggett. Kelly is a sought-after coach, author, and sports consultant to numerous professional and collegiate athletes. He has written for bodybuilding.com, mindandmuscle.net, T-Nation. That's just a few. He's got a lot of good stuff out there. If you go and Google Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Baggett, B-A-G-G-E-T-T, you'll find literally hundreds of references to articles and interviews that he's done in the past. His most popular publications, the No Bull Muscle Building Plan, How to Gain Slabs of Muscle Without Turning into a Tub of Lard in the Process. I really like that title. The Vertical Jump Development Bible, which you got to see, you got to go to his website, higher-faster-sports.com. And there's an insane picture of this guy literally above the rim, and he's really not that tall. I mean, it's an amazing picture. We talked about it when I was talking to him the other day. And then the other book that he has produced is the Ultimate No Bull Speed Development Manual. These are all very, very sought-after documents you can read on the internet as well. We're talking to Kelly from his home outside Springfield, Missouri today. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, that is an insane picture of you. After we talked, I sat there and looked at that, and I was like, that's impossible, man. You know, I know you've heard this before, but that picture is an attestment to the fact that white men can jump. I know you've heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
It's one of those things that looks really impressive whenever you can't do it. But
yeah, I guess.
I really did at the time, thinking it was no big deal, you know.
Well, and obviously that kind of started you on. Your ability to teach yourself to jump like that and train to jump like that was the reason that the book came about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Right.
Anyway, the central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, we've talked about it on the show before. We've made references to it when we talk about strength. We've done shows on powerlifting movements and so on. For the listeners out there who aren't really clear, just in a nutshell, what are we talking about when we talk about the nervous system?
The nervous system, what controls your muscles, the brain and spinal cord, the local, you know, before you move, you have to send a message from your brain down the spinal cord to the muscles that actually signals the muscle to move. And if that connection isn't working right, or if it's working really good, how the muscle fires will be manipulated on that.
Okay, so in short, the central nervous system could be considered the brain and spinal cord, and then mm-hmm. the peripheral nervous system is everything out from there.
Right.
Okay, all right. So when we move a heavy weight, basically you're saying that the brain tells this through the spinal cord, which is more like a conduit or wire harness, that you want to move this muscle, you want to do this, you want to contract, and that it's a very, very simple process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what role does the nervous system play in strength, or better put, the nervous system development play in strength?
Well, strength is one half muscle and one half neural. The average person is only capable of utilizing about half of their strength, and what limits them is the nervous system.
Interesting.
So if you take a person like there's something called absolute strength, which is strength potential, which is how much tension or how much force or how much weight could you lift if you were capable of getting all your muscles turned on in a given movement.
Is that what happens we've always heard the story about the grandma came out and found the kid underneath the car and she lifted
exactly,
the Volkswagen.
Yeah, that's a good example. That's a very good example. And the nervous system, you know, you hear like women lifting cars off their children, and
right.
you have these 130-pound guys like pulling 700-pound deadlifts and such.
Right.
And what enables them to do that is the nervous system.
Okay. How does fatigue occur in the nervous system? What actually creates fatigue in the central nervous system? Well, wait a second. We're going to go into a break here, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Let's do this. We're going to go into a break in about 1 minute. That's a pretty deep question I want to cover in a second.
Okay.
Is it possible, and you don't have to give just a yes or no answer at this point in time, is it possible to do things in such a certain way that you actually can develop your central nervous system to make more connections with muscle fibers and have it recruit more muscle fibers so that you can get closer to reaching absolute strength levels?
Right.
You can.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. And we're going to talk about that later on in the interview here. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Kelly Baggett. We're talking about how to develop your nervous system for greater levels of strength. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about central nervous system and peripheral nervous system recovery and adaptation. I just want to mention, I want to thank Damar Farms, Damar, DamarFarms.com, for becoming a supporter of the Superhuman Radio Show. Check out their website, DamarFarms.com. And if you order, remember to use the coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO and receive 3 pounds of organic ground beef absolutely free. Take advantage of it. Anyway, Kelly, what is neural fatigue?
Well, it can occur during the workout itself. It's one of the things responsible for your performance drop during a workout. But probably the most important aspect of neural fatigue is the whole body type fatigue that occurs from any type of hard physical training that you engage in.
So we're talking about like big movements, big compound movements like the deadlift,
right,
like the squat.
Yeah, the bigger the movement, the more weight lifted, the greater the intensiveness level, which is the degree of psychological effort put forth, the more neural fatigue that you're going to generate.
I like the example that you gave of using a power grid in a city, and the more, you know, the more people who demand, like in the summertime when you've got everybody using their air conditioner, you get these brownouts because there just isn't enough power to give a steady supply to everybody. And that was kind of the analogy that you gave in the article,
right?
Of how the central nervous system becomes fatigued when you're doing those bigger movements, where you're you're recruiting muscle fibers in so many different muscle groups at that point in time, that it takes a lot out of you.
Mm-hmm. And it's also important because a lot of people try to train on train on body part split routines,
right?
And just because you're working your arms today and your arms are fresh, if you train like legs or back or whatever yesterday, if they're big muscle groups, and the nervous system that fires those muscles is probably going to be drained from the big movements that you did yesterday.
Right, right.
So it's central. You know, everything works off the central nervous system.
A lot of the top coaches say that most people overtrain to some degree, and whether or not they necessarily show signs of overtraining, they definitely don't make the gains that they could make, because they don't take enough time off. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
You know, for instance, if you train chest on a Tuesday and then you come back in and train triceps on a Thursday or Friday, mm-hmm. you know, you really can't train tris with any real weight without kind of getting the shoulders and pecs back involved.
Right.
And so, it's almost like you keep hitting those same body parts over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now that's not central nervous system fatigue. You identify that as something else.
That's local neural fatigue.
How is that different than central nervous system fatigue?
Well, it's the local nerves that fire a muscle group. Like if I did four sets of forearms today, like wrist curls and reverse wrist curls, if I go in the gym tomorrow and try to repeat the same workout with the same weights, I probably wouldn't be able to do it because the nerves the local nerves that actually fire the forearm muscles will be fatigued. Yet at the same time, the forearms are such a small muscle group that I could probably do squats or bench presses or anything like that, and I would have plenty of energy to do so. But let's switch that around. Let's say that we do like a hardcore workout today, like full body workout,
right.
Squats, power cleans, deadlifts, whatever. And then we come in the gym tomorrow and try to set a bench press PR. Even though our chest muscles are fresh, we're probably not going to be able to set the PR because the central operating system that fires the whole body will be drained from the big movements.
Okay,
that makes sense.
So how often should somebody, assuming that you're training for strength and not hypertrophy, because obviously when you're training for hypertrophy, you're gains in strength are not the issue, muscle size is the issue. But if you're training for strength, you're an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
How often should you train if you're using resistance training as part of your training protocol?
You want to train basically as often as possible, but as fresh as possible. That generally means you want 48 hours in between intensive workouts. So it would probably be superior to do like a full body workout on Monday and then come back and hit it again on Wednesday and Friday, as opposed to like doing half the body Monday, half the body Tuesday, and then like something else on Wednesday, and then half the body Thursday, half the body Friday. You'd get better recovery with something like that.
Now, what about where does cardio fit into that? Because we all like to do our cardio for a variety of reasons. Can we do cardio on the off days, or is that also taxing?
Yeah, because cardio is not intensive. It doesn't really induce any fatigue, not in the nervous system anyway.
Okay.
So.
And how do we recover our central nervous system? Let's say we decide we're going to go ahead and start changing up our routine, and we're going to tell people how to get a copy of a routine that you laid out here towards the end of the
mm-hmm.
show. What do I do to help my central system recover, central nervous system recover? If I'm already changing the way I train, I'm hitting body parts every 48 hours, taking more time off, what else can I do?
Rest and sleep. Those are the two most important things.
And that's a challenge for a young athlete, a collegiate athlete. He's in school. He wants a party. He wants to do the things he wants to do. But at the same time, he's got a demanding schedule, and he's got to perform on the field. Let's say he's a football player.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's also interesting that lack of those things, like if you don't sleep, you can also create a state of neural fatigue even if you don't train.
Really?
Right. In fact, the two are very similar. Like if you go 3 or 4 days without sleeping and go in the gym and see how much you can lift,
That's very true. That's very true. I mean,
neural type overtraining and this lack of sleep and getting stressed out and burnout, the symptoms are extremely similar, and they can play off each other. I mean, you can tolerate a lot more volume if you get a lot of sleep in.
That says something about society right now, too, because as a society, we don't get much sleep anymore. Actually, people brag, I can get by on 3 hours of sleep and
mm-hmm.
I train hard. And the reality is that they're really damaging their body. It may be slow,
right.
But it's going to show up eventually.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What's microtrauma? You talk about in the article microtrauma. What's that?
Oh, it's just muscle injury. Muscle damage is the breakdown of the muscle fibers that you get whenever you lift, lower a weight.
So is that like a symbolic, like when we have delayed onset muscle soreness, is that a symptom of microtrauma?
That's microtrauma.
Okay.
And microtrauma is interesting from a neural fatigue perspective because it releases, it's basically an inflammatory state. Your body, you actually did tissue damage to the muscle, and your body will release inflammatory messengers called cytokines, which kind of float around the body, and they go up and dock in the brain and send messages, you know, telling the brain to shut down the body. And that's when you get the fatigue and other overtraining type symptoms from that.
Yeah, like depression. Depression is a symptom of that.
And if you, there's actually some illnesses that basically work by that same mechanism, like fibromyalgia.
Right. We're going to go into a break here. I'm getting the signal that we're going into a break. So let's stay with that. When we come back, we want to talk about the chronic fatigue issues.
Okay.
And identify some of those, because that has a long-reaching effect for everybody out there. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Kelly Baggett. So, Kelly, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. So these are all a result of central nervous system issues, correct?
Well, they're kind of an example of what happens when you have like a inflammation in the muscles going up and affecting the central nervous system and sending those inflammatory signals up in the nervous system and the kind of symptoms that that process can create, which it kind of helps you understand why if you do a lot of muscle damage and induce a lot of microtrauma, why you might feel the way you do afterwards. Just the whole body fatigue, chronic fatigue, depression, and all that can result because you have those cytokines, those inflammatory messengers, you know, floating that are released from the inflammation you created in the muscle. They go up and dock in the central nervous system and send those messages, you know, just basically telling you to shut it down.
That's a protective mechanism, right? Your body wants to protect itself at that point.
Right, and it's also important to note that there's a huge variance in the sensitivity to that. You can take two people and have them induce the exact same amount of microtrauma in the exact same muscle groups, and one person will be fine, and the other person just might be trucked for a week, you know, just out of it, just fatigued. And that's really, I believe that's really what creates what's called a hard gainer, is that extreme sensitivity to that muscle damage.
Interesting. So a hard gainer probably, what you need, I guess it comes down to you really need to listen to your body more as opposed to just following a guide that you pulled out of a magazine and, oh, I'm going to do this routine now.
Mm-hmm.
That routine may not be good for you, and if you don't listen to your body, you end up making fewer gains or even actually taking backward steps in your progress.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And, you know, varying your volume and your frequency and all that. Making sure, I think the most important thing is to make sure that you're consistently making strength gains. Because if you are, that pretty much means that you're recovering fairly well.
Other than sleep, does caloric intake have anything to do with recovery?
It does in the fact that whenever you don't eat enough, you can stimulate stress hormones in your body.
That's true.
Yes, definitely. Also, there are some supplements that can help, like magnesium.
Tell me why. I saw that in your article. What does magnesium do to help recover from neural fatigue?
It relaxes the nervous system. In as much as, like, if you're stimulating, if your nervous system is on overdrive constantly, like, you can also create neural fatigue by stuff like stimulants, various stimulants.
Right.
And if you're, that, you know, that's what stress does, is basically put your body on alert, ready to go status. You're on chronic stimulants all the time. So by relaxing the nervous system, you can help it recover. And also, I also believe that buffers, you know, keeping the body in the alkaline state can also help.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to do considering that so many of us adhere to a high-protein, moderate to low-carbohydrate diet, and the thing that creates the balance, obviously, is a lot of the carbohydrates, and we're not eating them. We have a very high, high acidic environment.
Yeah, I think a person should probably consume about a half a pound of veggies per day at least, you know, just green vegetables and such.
Right.
For that. At a minimum, you know.
Right.
And also maybe a supplement with a gram of potassium per day.
Now you said potassium, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Potassium is a buffer?
Mm-hmm. Alkaline.
Interesting. I didn't realize that. Tell me about the high-low method of organizing your training. It's something that's in the article. And by the way, if you want to get a copy of this article, the listeners, if you just go to the Superhuman Radio website, it's right there on the homepage, and you can get a copy of it right away. This article, in my opinion, is a must-read for anybody who wants to make strength or power gains, regardless of what your sports discipline. This is probably one of the most articulate and concise articles I've ever seen in 6 pages that really lays out everything you really need to know as a primer. So just go to the website, superhumanradio.com, and download it from the homepage. So what's the high-low method of organizing your training?
It's basically a way of training so that you train on, you have like one hard day followed by one easy day. Hard day, easy day. That allows your central nervous system 48 hours recovery in between hard days or highly intensive work. So I think the example I gave in the article where you do like,
chest. You have chest on the first at chest. Now you've got the day split up in mornings and evenings too. Correct. I mean, in some cases here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
You have day one. You have the a.m. workout as you train chest. P.m. is hamstring. So that would probably be a. Would that be considered a hard day? I mean, I know.
Yeah, that's a hard day.
Yeah, because
you know,
deadlifts with 300 pounds is pretty hard.
Yeah.
You know. And then day two, you've got the morning, you've got off.
Mm-hmm.
And then forearms, calves, abs, and cardio in the evening. And obviously, those are all really small muscle groups, mm-hmm. and very not taxing. So that's really kind of like an off day, it says, right? Oh, that. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You do all that just the morning of, or you take the morning off? I guess I'm not clear on that, because you have AM and PM here on day one, but you don't have AM and PM on day two.
Day two would be you do that whenever.
I got you. So what you say? Two workouts
gotcha. Day one, and just one workout whenever on day two.
Gotcha. Okay, and then day three you come back and you do a back morning workout and quads evening workout.
Mm-hmm.
Day four you come back and you're off. You're just doing one basic routine, so you're off in the morning, let's say, or whenever, and you're just training forearms, calves, abs, and you're doing cardio. Again, a very light day. Day five, you come back and train shoulders in the morning and arms in the evening. And day six, again, you're just doing forearm, calves, abs, and cardio.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you have any athletes?
So instead of going, like, you know, hamstrings one day, chest the next, and so forth, each day, you're basically you're just hitting it hard, hitting two muscle groups one day hard, and then you get the next day off. And I've found when people follow something like that, that their strength gains and their recovery is 10 times better.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Do you have athletes that you train that use this type of a protocol now?
Mm-hmm.
And they've noticed their big difference when they've
right.
changed from their traditional,
right.
you know, five-day split routine?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same amount of work. It's just distributed a little differently to foster better recovery.
Right. Right. And what happened? I mean, what do people see when they recover faster? I mean, other than just the strength gains that they start to notice, is there a greater sense of well-being? You feel like, because I know, and I shared this with you when we talked on the phone, when there was a period of time where I was overtraining and didn't realize it because I was getting into the gym every mm-hmm. single week and pushing myself to increase either reps or weight in mm-hmm. some of the big movements like deadlifts and squats.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where, excuse me, I would start obsessing the night before about going to the gym in the morning
right.
because I think, oh man, you know, I got to pull this tomorrow, and yeah. I hope I don't blow a valve out of my heart, and you know, and I would get in, I would be really anxious, like my workout would be preceded by anxiety,
right?
And it was only after I was finished that I would go, okay, you know, I'm glad that's over, but every uh-huh. you know, that was week in, week out, and I really made a lot of setbacks at that point in my life. So when you start training right and you start making better central nervous system recovery, do you not only make strength and gains, but do you have a greater sense of well-being, and you feel you're driven when you get in the gym? You feel like, man, I can attack this?
Definitely. It's the motivation will go up. It's whenever you look at it, like you mentioned a while ago, it's a lot of the fatigue you feel is just the body trying to protect itself. And if you're getting better recovery, then that inhibition is eliminated, and you wake up feeling better. I oftentimes have people like rate their motivation and their energy level on a scale of 1 to 10 each morning, and I almost always find that increases when they get the workouts distributed correctly. There, go from like a 3 on motivation to like a 9 or 10. And if you pay attention to how you feel first thing in the morning, most people, your body is really honest with you at that time. Like, you do this before you get up and drink your 4 cups of coffee or whatever.
Right.
You know, whenever you wake up, providing you wake up, well, most people don't wake up without the alarm clock, but if you can, then, you know, rank your motivation, your energy on a scale of 1 to 10, and you should see those numbers going up.
I read somewhere once that your waking pulse rate was indicative of if you were overtraining. If you woke up in the morning and the first thing you noticed was your heart was beating
mm-hmm.
quickly.
That's true.
Is that really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a result of the central nervous system fatigue that makes the
It's just a result of being overstimulated.
Uh-huh.
It can occur from lack of sleep, too much coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely one of the things that can cause it, just too much stimulation. And weight training is definitely one of the things that can stimulate your nervous system like that.
Well, also the athletes that, you know, that are out there that are listening to the show know that they probably all use stimulants way too often. I mean, you've got coffee that you may be drinking. You know, there's a Starbucks on every corner. Number one, you know, then on top of that, we buy products that
mm-hmm.
are designed to stimulate us. Make, you know, they say train like a freak and stuff like that. And it's like, you do that day in and day out, eventually your body starts to hit the wall in an effort
mm-hmm.
to try to protect itself.
Right, and the more sensitive you are to those things, the better they work for you. the worse off they are for you.
Is that right?
Right. Yeah, like there's some people, I'm one of them, you know, you give me a stimulant and I can, my performance can just go up by 10, 15% in a lift. Easy, just off of how jacked up I get on coffee or whatever. And whenever you have people like that that just get a really big boost from stimulants, it's really not a good idea for those people to take them. Because their system is just too sensitive. They're going to burn themselves out 9 times out of 10.
What about those ammonia? I don't know if they're amniol. I don't know what they are.
Ammonia.
The ammonia that comes out of
they're pretty benign. It's just a strong smell. I don't think there's any negative.
Okay. Yeah, because I see a lot of the powerlifters use them right before they lift, but they don't seem to be affected by it. But I guess it kind of sharpens the senses, maybe, or draws the focus in. I'm not clear on what they actually do for you. But yeah,
makes your eyes water. I know that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, the other thing about stimulants is they can actually cause your adrenals to dump on you.
Right, and that's why I was saying the more sensitive you are, the more adrenal stimulation you're going to get from them, and that's going to wear you out.
Yeah, because you can use a stimulant, and it can actually have the opposite effect. Your body becomes so overworked that when it's time for you to get under the weight, you don't have anything left. You just dump it.
Right.
That's it.
And it will generally take a while for that to happen. If you get somebody who uses stimulants like every single day, they'll probably eventually get to that point if they use enough of it.
They'll start to crash.
Particularly if they're really sensitive.
They'll start to crash. We're talking today with Kelly Baggett about central and peripheral nervous system recovery and adaptation. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Kelly Baggett about central nervous system adaptation and recovery. Now, Kelly, I don't want you to get too deep into this, but there's three. You actually detail in the article how to calculate central nervous system fatigue, and there are three metrics that you use in measuring it. What are they?
The amount of microtrauma that you induce in a workout.
Okay.
Which is muscle damage, the amount of muscle activation in a workout.
So the size of the muscle. So
yeah, the amount of muscles activated. Like deadlifts would be at one end, and something like forearms, tricep, kickbacks, calves would be at the other end.
Okay.
And then motivation level. You know, how motivated are you? How jacked up are you?
Yeah, you give an illustration in the article about if you got somebody slapping you in the face, getting ready for a lift. You
mm-hmm.
know that obviously you're. That kicks your motivation and the intensity in a little bit more so than...
Right.
Okay. So those are the three metrics. And then in the article, for those of you who download it, there's several examples of how you can use those three variables to, you know, and create low drain, high drain, medium drain. And so by giving these three metrics, what Kelly is doing here is saying, look, here's how you calculate it. Create your own training program that suits your needs. And I think that's really great, Kelly, because while you give an example in the article of this is one way to break up your day and your week in training, anybody could take these metrics and come up with their own training regimen. So that's fantastic. Did you come up with these metrics yourself, or was this something that you learned or from research? How'd you come up with these three?
I made them up myself, just based on the research and things I was reading and things I borrowed from other people. I actually got the idea from Charlie Francis, who's a famous sprint coach in Canada.
Okay.
The high-low method of organizing training, anyway.
And sprinters obviously would fall into that regimen where jogging and you know, treadmill or cardiovascular work is on one end, sprinting would be on the other end as far as being a higher CNS drain, correct?
Right, exactly. Typically in a sprinter's program, you'll typically sprint at maximum speed, full recovery, very high intensity one day, and the next day would be like a easier running, slower paced running. It's called tempo workouts.
And the sprint probably induces a great deal of microtrauma as well, on top of the other issues here as far as recruiting large muscles and
right.
And
it can due to the reaction forces that occur. But
okay, what's going on with you now? Do you have any new books that you're getting ready to publish?
Not any that I'm getting ready to publish. The two that I just released, of course. I think you mentioned at the beginning.
Mention them again for those who may not have heard me say it in the beginning.
Okay, the No Bull Muscle Building Plan, How to Gain Slabs of Muscle Without Turning to a Tub of Lard in the Process.
Yeah, like that's funny. that's a great title. And what can people learn from that? I mean, is this a traditional bodybuilding aesthetic book on aesthetic bodybuilding, or is it this also strength related as well?
Well, it's both. It's a training philosophy I go through, and I talk a lot about the problems people have gaining just muscle mass without fat gain too, and probably about 40 pages on that topic, and then probably 30 pages or so on the training philosophy. A lot of what we talk about today is understanding how the nervous system impacts your strength and size, and how to set up a training plan.
So what we're talking about today is actually a core. A core system, if you will, for how you develop the book itself. Then,
right?
Wow,
and like
great.
I said, it's not something like addressing the nervous system isn't something you typically find in the routines of most bodybuilders.
That's correct.
You know, training according to the nervous system, anyway. But,
I think powerlifters probably are more sensitive to it. There's a lot of powerlifters out there that do one day. They come in and do a max effort day, and they take the rest of the week off. So they're obviously, they realize that how important
right.
it is. But,
they have to because they're after the strength gains, and your strength gains will tend to tell you
right.
if you're recovering or not.
What's the other book?
The other book is the Noble Speed Development Manual.
So this is a book designed more for, you know, track and field type athletes?
Well, any type of athlete that requires speed and explosiveness. It's a step-by-step guide for transforming an everyday Joe into a freaky, fast, agile, and explosive athlete for athletes, coaches, and parents.
Cool. Football players, baseball players, you know. I mean, anybody who has to have explosive speed would mm-hmm. benefit from that. And now, were you an athlete? I mean, in school, collegiate athlete, or how did you get into this?
I played pretty much all the sports in school. I've competed in martial arts, boxing, did a little powerlifting, and bodybuilding recreationally.
What have you done in martial arts? Have you been like an MMA type fighter?
Not mixed martial arts. I was just full contact karate.
Oh, cool. Very, very good. So you've come up through a variety of different sports disciplines. Now,
mm-hmm.
obviously, you did a lot of research to help better yourself in those sports, and is that what led to your writings?
That's what got me started, yeah. And then just wanting to help other people, you know, being a coach, just always trying to stay on top of things.
Yeah.
You never can read enough.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of research that needs to be done, yeah. What's your website where people can go and see your books and anything else that you have out there right now?
It's www.higherfastersports.com with a hyphen in between the words higher, faster, and sports.
Okay, so www.higher-faster-sports.com. And so what's the future hold for Kelly Baggett right now? What do you got going on? Anything exciting? You going anywhere to train anybody or anything like that?
Not going anywhere. it's something I do every day. So, training, thinking about training, researching. You know how it is.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're always trying to find that edge.
Right.
Trying to find something new that you can use.
It's a lot of fun. I love it.
Yeah, I know. It really is. The physical culture in general is an amazing thing because it's so much immediate gratification when you do stumble on something and you apply it and you see it happen. It's, you know, the immediate gratification is just is remarkable. And then and like you, you want to share it with everybody that you can once you stumble on it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I got started with this radio show. I just wanted to be able to, you know, the stuff I was coming across, the people I was talking to, try to give other people exposure to them as well. So I understand where you're coming from with that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, okay, so... Central nervous system adaptation comes from exercise and from proper training. So if you follow the guides that are in this article that you can get on Superhuman Radio's homepage, you will absolutely make better strength gains. And people pay Kelly to help them. You don't have to pay him for this. You can just go right to the website and download the article. Kelly, I want to thank you very, very much. It's a privilege to talk to you. And,
thank you for having me.
And you've been a great friend. I didn't know until we talked your screen name, but you were there in my darkest hours when I was suffering through my endocrine crash, and it gave me a lot of support. And I really want to thank you for that as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Listen, you've been listening to Superhuman Radio, and we're off. We'll talk to you next week.
Have you been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.